What is the difference between Chabad and Breslov? Both schools are officially Hasidic schools, but if we look at the books and the followers of Chabad and Breslov, the two appear to be very different. So once, by Efer Bengen, one of the Talmidim asked Rav Itzik Shapira in Yeshivas Uyid Yosef Chai in the town of Yitzhar, what's the difference between Chabad and Breslov? Or can one say that Chabad and Breslov are ultimately aiming at the same objective, aiming at the same goals? So Rav Itzik Shapira responded that Chabad and Breslov are both symbolized by the Aleph. As we know from Chassidus, that an Aleph is Ayud Oibin, Ayud Untin, Onakav Be'emtza, that there's a tittle above, a dot above, a dot below, and there's a line in the middle. Rav Itzik explained that in Breslov, the Kav in the middle balances the two Yuds, but the Yud on top is driving at the highest of the high, at the highest domains of human experience, where the Yud at the bottom is diving to the lowest domains of human experience. Whereas in Teres Chabad, the Yud on the top is taking the higher domains of human experience and drawing them to the middle, and the Yud on the bottom is taking the lower domains of human experience and drawing them to the middle. And that explains why it's the case that Teres Chabad in general is much more intellectualistic, is much more balanced and more emotionally balanced, and Teres Breslov deals more at the extremes, which is why people who are often in dark places are able to very quickly achieve emotional succor, are able to achieve comfort when they read Teres Breslov, because Breslov goes down to Sheol Tachtes, Breslov goes down to the deepest, deepest, darkest parts of reality. Now, Rav Shapira, who himself is a follower of the Chabad tradition, but also learns Teres Breslov, was not kiveya which one should choose. He simply shared this characterization of the two paths.